This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and I really appreciate you spending some of your time with me today. I want to start by asking a question, especially to my science lovers. I know there are a whole bunch of you who love it and most appreciate the episodes where I geek out on some of the more science-based aspects of health and the human body and metabolism and hormones and food and all of that stuff. So for those of you, and really for anybody who wants to weigh in on what our next science-based episode will be as opposed to mindset, would you rather hear about the microbiome? And I don't mean probiotic supplements, but I mean the state of your microbiome, why it's important, what you can do about it, that sort of thing. Or would you rather take a closer look at blood lipid issues? So things like cholesterol, LDL, HDL, triglycerides. Head over either to the show notes on primalpotential.com and comment there, or you can DM me, direct message me on Instagram at Elizabeth Benton, or you can email me. You can also suggest a different science-based topic if there's something that I haven't gone into or you want to hear me go into more. We can do all of them. I just want your help in deciding which comes next for Monday's episode. So I would love your feedback on that. Certainly anybody can give me their feedback, but I know there are a lot of you guys that really love the science-based stuff. What's your preference? Let me know. And if it's not something I mentioned, tell me that too for sure. Today, I'm going to talk about something that's really in response to the overwhelming feedback on episode 480. Thank you so much to everyone who reached out via Instagram, on the show notes page, via email, with your thoughts on episode 480. Guys, I asked for your feedback, and it means so much to me when you take out the time. It would be so easy to just listen and be like, oh yeah, that's a great idea. I know that it takes an extra effort to give that feedback, not just think it, and I'm so grateful for it. I don't see it as much as a favor to me, though I appreciate it, because here's the thing. When you give me that feedback, positive or negative, it helps me make this show better for you. It helps me make this podcast more valuable and impactful in your life, which is exactly what I want. If you haven't yet listened to 480, please do. Not only am I talking about a potential rebrand for Primal Potential, there's also some concepts in there that have been very helpful to a ton of you. So I don't want you to miss episode 480. Just to get everybody on the same page, in 480, I talked about this idea of rebranding and this workshopping activity I am doing with my master's club. I want to talk a little bit more about that today. I love to pull parallels from other areas of life that we tend to be less emotional about. For example, business. Business solutions, business strategies, they often seem much more clear than our own personal solutions and strategies, because those can be clouded by emotion and ego, where in business, we're a little bit less emotional and less ego-driven, though ego can certainly play a huge role in business choices. This idea of rebranding and the parallels between how and why a company rebrands to how and why we should rebrand, I'm having so much fun with. Right? Companies rebrand, they change their brand, they amend their brand, they refine their brand when the way things have been, their past identity, who they are to their customers, just isn't providing the results they want. They want to get better results, they want to move in a different direction, they want to streamline, they want to reach a different group of people, they want a different outcome. Their brand drives their choices because it's who they are. The brand is who you are, and who you are has a huge impact on what you do. I shared a video with my master's club in advance of these little small group workshops we're doing to create our own rebrand as individuals. I shared a video. I'm going to link to it as well in the show notes for today's episode. Definitely go to primalpotential.com and watch that video. It's short. It's just a couple minutes, but it is so, so good. You need to watch it. It's actually a commercial, and it's a commercial for MGM. You might be familiar with like Aria Hotels. MGM is we've always thought of it as a hotel company. They're big resort style hotels in big cities like Las Vegas. And MGM is rebranding. And this video is a commercial that's essentially telling the world who we are now, who MGM is now. And they do this because they want to reposition who they are in a way that influences what they do and what they don't do. In this video, they straight up say, we are not in the hotel business. We are in the holy S-H-I-T business. They are saying our brand is wow. Our brand is not a place to sleep and a pretty room. Our brand is we blow your socks off. From that vantage point, the brand saying, we are here to blow your mind. We are here. Our mission, our priority is wow experiences. That determines what they do, what they don't do, what they prioritize, what they don't prioritize, what they invest in, what they don't, how they act, how they treat their customers, what's on their menu. All of it is driven by their brand. This is who we are. So like I said, prior to these small group workshops I'm doing within my master's club, I posted that video in our private Facebook group. Once we jump on these calls, and they're happening all this week and next week, but we start talking about what is working for us as individuals and what is not working. So yesterday I had a couple of these calls, and after getting a little bit of background from one of my clients on where she is and where she's struggling, she filled me in on that stuff. And I said, what is it that you want more of? What is it that you want more of that you don't feel you have now? And she was talking about food choices, right? She was talking about everything in life is going pretty good, but from the nutrition standpoint, I feel like I'm letting myself down. I'm letting myself off the hook. So when I said, what is it that you want more of? She said, I want more control. I need more control related to the food choices. And I interjected and I said, you already have all the control that you possibly can have. There's not some place you can go to get more control. Not only do you have all the control that you need, you have all the control that you're ever going to have. You have total control. When it comes to food, there is no one else who controls what or when or how much you eat, right? There's nowhere you can go to get more control. You have no more control or no less control than anybody else. We all have the same amount, and it's all we need. We have total control over what we eat, when we eat, how much we have, how much we eat. I said, there is a difference, though, between not having control, which is where she was in her head, and not taking control. You have control. You're just not using it the way you want to. You are letting habit and pattern win. You are letting your past choices take over and just run on autopilot. That is within your control. You have all the control. You don't need more. You simply don't like the way you are using the control you already have. Where you are at is a passive place, a reactive place, and you are capable of a different response. You don't need more control. You need to use the control you have differently. We all have, in every aspect of our lives, our food choices, our workout routines, our careers, our relationships, our self-talk, we all have a familiar and favored reality. The easy path. The familiar path, the favored path because it's familiar, the thoughtless path, but it's not the only one. And And I'm sharing this with you today because I hear a version of this all the time. I've lost my mojo. I've fallen off track. No, you don't lose your way. You choose your way. You don't lose your way. You choose your way. You don't lose control. You choose control. And you might be making a choice you don't like, but you have the ability to make a different one. This client that I was talking to had been focusing on the pattern of the problem. The energy and the emotion are going to the problem, to what's wrong. How do I take control? I don't have control. I need more control. Alternatively, I have control. I choose control. I take control. I am in control. You don't lose your way. You choose your way. When we were having this conversation, the client to whom I was speaking, there was a handful of us, a small group of us on the call, and she was in a different time zone. So while it was late afternoon, early evening for me, it was early morning for her. It was not yet even 5 a.m. or it was just barely 5 a.m. at the time of our conversation for her. So I said, tell me what it looks like when you feel like you don't have control. Get specific with me. So keep in mind, it's barely 5 a.m. when we're having this conversation. And she said, well, let's use today. Let's take today as an example. I know I'll start out really strong this morning, but when it comes to this afternoon, I'll just let go. I'll stop trying. I'll let myself down. I'll get so frustrated. I said, whoa, that's a lot of control right there. You just took control for the outcome of later. You decided how later's gonna go before it's even happened. That's a lot of control. The challenge is you're using it to recreate the problem. So you are in control. You're just not using it for what you want. Choose the control you want. Choose to use that power you have, that power of choice that is always with you for what you want, right? Too often, we get overwhelmed because we're trying to change a pattern. We're trying to change something over a period of time. We want to be different forever and ever, and we overlook the fact that all we have to do, and we always can do it, is be different right now. But to be different right now, you can't forecast a problem. I mean, you can, but that's not different. That's the problem. You don't have to have this perfect plan forever and ever. You don't have to commit to a 20-day solution or a 2-year solution or a forever solution. What you have to do is take control right now. Focus on what you're able and willing to do now. So together we workshopped as a small group what it might look like for her to rebrand, because her current brand is I'm out of control, right? The new brand has to reflect something that is going to influence her in each and every moment in the way she wants to go, right? Because what had been influencing her is, I need more control. I need more control. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm out of control. You don't lose control. You choose control. In control. Take control. I have control. I am controlled right now can be a powerful positioning statement. The purpose of these rebrands is to give you a directional focus, to give you a guidepost like the MGM thing. When they're sitting in a meeting and they're trying to decide anything, and they go back to our priority, who we are and what we do is blowing people's socks off. Does this do that? Does this support that? Is this aligned? And it makes all decision making easier. In order to do that, though, you have to let go of the way things were. So for this particular client, you have to be willing to let go of the story. I don't have control. I'm not in control. I let myself down. I start strong and then I let go. You cannot simultaneously create a new reality and hold on to your past one. You can't. So as much as it is super important to create this new positioning statement, how you see yourself so that it influences your choices, you cannot live that and the past problem at the same time. Are you willing to let go of that limiting belief? Are you willing to let go of the way things have been? Are you open to saying, the way things have been, I don't have to carry that with me. It doesn't have to influence me now. I don't have to carry yesterday's issues, the last year's patterns with me. I am fresh in this moment. This is a blank slate. Every choice is a chance. I can choose something different now. You have to be willing to let go of the problem to live into a new solution. It is now. Transformation is now. And while control might not be your thing, because there was a small group of us on the call and everybody's needs were different. Yours will be too. And where it started for them was just, what do you want more of? What's in your way? Where and how are you talking yourself out of what you need to do to create the change you want for your life, for your health, for your relationships? And that's the origin of how we come to these brands for different people. My hope is that I will be able to share some of these actual conversations with you, but I have to always be sure that the people involved in the conversations are comfortable with that. Cool thing about the Masters Club is I share them all there. But that's different because we all know each other in there and we're building relationships with each other, and having it aired on a podcast is an entirely different thing. But that is my intention. Just know that you can do this for yourself. You can change your strategy like MGM did, right? You can change your strategy like I'm doing and announced in 480. It's not just something for businesses. It's something you can do for yourself. And I'll tell you, I'm working on this for my own personal self as well, not just for Primal Potential and Transformation is Now and everything I talked about in 480, but also for myself. And I don't know what that is yet, but I'm sure that as I solidify it, I'm kind of playing around with a couple of different ideas at this time. Because I think you don't just decide and that's it. You come up with an idea and then you try it for a little bit. What I told my clients on the calls yesterday is, yeah, we're going to come up with sort of a draft for you, but then you have to live it out. You have to take it with you through your days and try it in different moments of decision making and see, where is this working? What's missing? Where is it not working? What do I need to round this out with? And then you edit it through your experiences, through your practice, but there isn't a single one of you who can't begin to try this on for yourself, to come up with some ideas, to then try them and apply them at crossroads moments where you're making a decision. Should I choose this or should I choose that? Should I say yes or should I say no? Should I do it now or should I do it later? Making those decisions through the lens of how you think you might want to rebrand who you are and what you do, and then adjust as needed after a couple of weeks. Try it on for size. And as I fine tune what mine is, I promise to share it with you. I have one more question of you guys. I asked the question at the top of the show about science episodes and which more scientific topics you guys want to hear about next. So definitely give me that feedback. It means a lot to me. And I really do try to do so much of this show based on what you need and what you want. The other thing I would love your opinion on, and I'm probably making a mistake for asking two things in one episode because might remember to do one, but I really do want to know, one of my goals is to deepen authenticity with myself, for myself, but with you guys. And I guess if that doesn't make a lot of sense, what I mean is I want to share my journey and my thought process in a way that isn't just interesting or entertaining, because I have no desire to be the star of Primal Potential. I have no desire to put my life on display for the sake of entertaining people, especially if that entertainment means they're watching and not participating in their own lives. But I do want to know from you guys, really work hard to differentiate between what is just curiosity or entertainment and what would actually help me help myself. What can I do? What can I provide? What could I show that isn't interesting or entertaining and you aren't just curious and it becomes this reality show style thing? But what could I do to deepen authenticity and promote openness that would help you take more informed or more aggressive action towards creating change in your own life? I always want to walk that fine line between this isn't like the Elizabeth Benton reality show, because I don't think that's helpful. There are a million people putting their lives on display and you just like watching it, like following it. It's entertaining, it's interesting, and you're curious. I have no desire for any of that. That's not me, and I pray it will never be me. I choose to not ever make it or let it be me. But because I very much live this beside you guys, what thoughts or ideas do you have about what I could do differently or more of or less of to help you through my example or through my experience or through my process help you create change in your life? That's what I want to know. So do not forget that you do not ever lose your way. You choose your way. And there is no power of the past that can take over today. No power of pattern, no power of habit, no power of routine that is greater than your ability and your freedom in this and every moment to choose your way. Looking forward to hearing your feedback on the science episodes, on what I can do to help you, and if you haven't yet, on episode 480. Have a great day, guys, and I'll talk to you really soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.